Random House Audio presents How I Killed Pluto and Why It Had It Coming by Mike Brown. Read for you by Ryan Gazelle. Prologue. Pluto dies. As an astronomer, I have long had a professional aversion to waking up before dawn, preferring instead to see sunrise not as an early morning treat, but as the signal that the end of a long night of work has come and it is finally time for overdue sleep. But in the pre-dawn of August 25th, 2006, I awoke early and was up sneaking out the door trying not to wake my wife, Diane, or our one-year-old daughter, Lila. I wasn't quite quiet enough. As I was closing the front door behind me, Diane called out, "Good luck, sweetie!" I made the short drive downhill through the dark, empty streets of Pasadena to the Caltech campus, where I found myself at 4:30 a.m., freshly showered, partially awake, and uncharacteristically nicely dressed, unlocking my office building to let in news crews that had been waiting outside. All of the local news affiliates were there, as well as representatives of most of the national networks. Outside, a Japanese-speaking crew was pointing a TV camera up at the sky, the beams of the flood lamps disappearing into space. Today was the last day of the International Astronomical Union meeting in Prague, and the final item on the agenda at the end of 2 weeks' worth of discussion was a vote on what to do with Pluto. Everyone's favorite ice ball was in imminent danger of being cast out of the pantheon of planets by the vote of astronomers assembled half a world away, and whatever happened would be big news around the globe. I like planets, but I didn't care enough about Pluto to get up at 4:30 a.m. But this Pluto vote mattered enough for me to drag myself out of bed that morning. For me, that vote had nothing to do with the ninth planet. It was all about the tenth. I cared a lot about that tenth.